News in brief and Press TV, Iran's deputy foreign minister has criticized the West for trying to mix up Iran's nuclear activities with his missile program. Abbas Araghchi says last year's nuclear deal has separated Iran's nuclear issue from its missile program. He stressed that none of Iran's missiles are designed to carry nuclear warheads. Protesters have rallied in several U.S. cities to denounce last week's fatal police shooting of two African Americans. Now, the demonstrators marched on the streets of Chicago, Atlanta, and Sacramento, accusing police of racial profiling. They demanded justice for the victims, Alton Sterling and Philando Castile. Meanwhile, three people have been killed in a shooting in the state of Michigan in the U.S. Two of them were court bailiffs, and the other, the shooter himself. The incident occurred when a man at a courthouse took a gun and opened fire. The Pentagon chief says the U.S. is sending hundreds of additional troops to Iraq to help the nation retake the city of Mosul from Daesh terrorists. Ash Carter says the new contingent that includes engineers and logistics personnel will help Iraqis establish a strategic springboard at the Qayyarah Air Base. And in Bahrain, angry protests continue for the 22nd consecutive day over the regime's revocation of the citizenship of top Shia cleric Sheikh Isa Qasim. Last month, Manama revoked the cleric's nationality, accusing him of inciting violence against the regime. The prominent cleric has categorically denied the allegation. And the Syrian military has extended a three-day nationwide ceasefire that expired on Monday at midnight for another 72 hours. This comes as government forces have made gains in their battles against terrorists in Aleppo. Province has witnessed an upsurge in deadly terrorist attacks despite the ceasefire. And the European Commission cuts its forecast for economic growth in the Eurozone and Britain due to the impact of the British vote to leave the European Union. And the body predicts that Britain will be hit harder, seeing its growth cut between about 1% and 2.5% by 2017. A new study has found that nearly half of Europeans are concerned about the arrival of refugees in their countries. The survey shows Europeans believe the influx of refugees increases the likelihood of terrorism in their countries. Many also believe that asylum seekers will become an economic burden.